mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, trying to defend humanity against the predatory New World Order criminals who are breeding us to be their slaves. The final stages of the architecture of worldwide tyranny are now upon us. It is the Pentagon's new map of enslavement. We will be the greatest slaves the world has ever known here within the empire, not just the hapless third world populations that are going to be blasted into bits and forcibly inoculated with deadly pathogens. We're going to do a ton of international and national news in this second hour. We got a guest coming up about the global toll road plan. Give you the local view of this in Austin, Texas. It's very draconian with Sal Castillo coming up in a few minutes. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Joel in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
It's been a long time since I've spoken to you. I'm the one who sent you the article from the New American about Bush speaking in London saying that the war in Iraq was supposed to the UN.
Yes.
But the reason I called, I had spoken to a worker at the Peruca campaign in Maryland, and I mentioned your website and about the Bohemian Grove video and what have you, and suggested to them that maybe they might want to mention that in their campaign. I don't know if they will or not, but.
Well, they should talk about Skull and Bones. That's an occult organization everybody knows about now.
Yeah. And I wanted to get your opinion on whether you think that Bush's military record was leaked inaccurately on purpose to discredit anybody who would mention it later on.
We can't document that, but it stinks heavily of that.
Yeah. Okay, and I got it. And I've just been calling and being a nuisance to these Bohemian people. I've got the Bohemian Club number and a number to the actual grove itself, if you want those.
So you've been calling them?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say when you call?
I called and I asked about how do you find out more information about the grove and who's a member, and you know, of course they say in order to find out who's a member, you have to become a member, and the membership fees are something like $10,000 a year. I'm a blue collar guy.
They are $10,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention, hypothetically, of course, is that you know they're not the only people who can make these things, weapons. The details of microwave cannon are not that involved. All you need is a magnetron from a microwave oven and a bank of capacitors. Discharge the capacitors through the magnetron with the microwave oven, and there you go.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. Let me just bring up why I guess he mentioned that. They're going to mount on these blimps, not just ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls, now one over D.C. They're going to be over every U.S. city, but also microwave guns just to make sure you behave yourselves. And again, they've got some wonderful things planned for our cities, and they need microwave guns to control crowds from the air. You know, we're bad, and this is freedom, and the terrorists attack us because they hate our freedom, and so they've got to get rid of all our freedom. And in case you don't like being forcibly inoculated or going to the relocation center for your safety, we've got to mount these above all your cities. Why, it's the world of tomorrow. It's the world of the new freedom, where we're all psychologically forcibly tested and forcibly drugged, and where the new economy is prisons and surveillance owned by our global leaders, and they're going to take good care of us. All right, when we get back, we're going to be talking to Sal Castillo, and he's done an incredible job with the Austin Toll Party, exposing how we're going to have 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas compared to 7,000 nationwide. Our so-called conservative governor, Rick Perry, wants to have Austin have more toll roads than any other city in the country. And this is coming to a town near you, unfortunately, so this is very, very important. This is all part of the tracking and taxation grid, so stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll also, of course, take more of your calls for those that are holding, as well, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, the websites.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, more on the new National ID Card Super Patriot Act bill, what's happening in Iraq, the Cheney-Edwards debate tonight. Even the mainstream news is billing it as Darth Vader versus Robin. I mean, how ridiculous. So we'll talk about that as well, and I promise get to your calls. But Sal Castillo is an amazing individual. He's done his homework. AustinTollParty.com is the website. He has owned his own advertising and marketing company for 13 years, Castillo and Company, and he has lived in Austin for 5 years. Before that, he lived in Florida, North Carolina, New York. He knows about transportation from different areas. And talking to him during the break, he agrees with my summation of what these toll roads are all about. But he says he doesn't get a lot into that because the average person, even though it's in the news, doesn't read the newspaper and finds it hard to believe. But in 1998, the National Traffic Safety Law was passed, and it's to set up toll roads nationwide that will be manned by checkpoints with, quote, forced volunteers from the high schools to graduate, part of AmeriCorps and SecureCorps. Then, of course, Homeland Security came along. This is all in my film, Police State 2000, that I released in 1999. And we go over the plan and the K-tag and how the transponders in your car will track and trace you. Now that where you go through the electronic toll roads, we get into then how it's used to tax and trace and control. Then I have articles from 2 years ago where in San Francisco they use the K-tag transponder in the car that you have to take. and how that transponder, they put up radio readers around the city with your ID number on it to go ahead and track what you're doing on top of just going through the toll roads. Then about a month ago, the Chicago Tribune had an article where the mayor there in Chicago, and now they're talking about statewide, is saying it will be double if you don't have the transponder. So this is what they do. They say, well, it's $2 if you don't have the transponder, and 50 cents or a dollar if you do have the transponder. And when I was in New York a few weeks ago for the Republican National Convention, we would take cabs. And when you went through a toll road, it would be $7. That was the highest tolls. Others were $5, $4. The smallest toll we saw was $2. And one cabbie had a transponder on his dash. He had to pull through the lane that had all the traffic. Everybody else was speeding through, and he had to pay even more. And he goes, oh, it's about 40% more when you don't have the transponder, but I have to go fill it up with a couple $1,000 more. That's what I spend just in a few weeks. And, of course, they pass that on to you. Now, that's a cabbie, granted, who's going through those tolls because they do so much driving. But they've done an estimation. It's been the local paper, $2,000 a year for the average Austinite. I was talking to Sal during the first break there when we got him on. He said, well, our numbers are $1,800 a year. $1,800 a year in Austin, and that's with the conservative toll plan they've already passed, this unelected board. So this is going to be everywhere. You're going to have federal, state, county, and city tolls. And the feds are talking about going to a national system, making you take a satellite tracker box in your car that you pay for when you get your tags. All the new cars for the last 8 years, by the way, have the plug-ins and a computerized ignition made for the satellite tracker, so it's already been built in to the whole infrastructure. The official federal plan that I broke 6 years ago with a member of the legislature of Wisconsin who was on the federal board over this, who was warning people that there was a plan by 2005 to start national tolling around the country. Now, Oregon has announced they want to do it. New York has announced they want to do it. So it's actually happening, folks. Your car will be a taxi. London has passed it now where they have cameras that scan your license plate and send you bills that you've got to pay. They say people are cheating on those, and so they're going to make you take a transponder to be radio read off of this, or a satellite tracker box. So we're just a few years away from this. They had it slated for 05. I'd say they're a year or two behind, but it's happening. It's happening. Now, that's the big, dark, scary plan of the infrastructure, to give you the actual nuts and bolts of a model city. What your city's going to be like if we don't stop this in places like Austin is Sal Costello. Sal, it's honored. I am honored to have you on with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on.
You bet.
You mentioned the timing of this, and the first one of these toll roads for this toll plan that was passed is going to be placed just a couple miles from my home on a bridge that's a mile and a half long toll. And that we've already paid for the bridge, about $10 million. We've paid for it. They're going to put a toll booth on there in March of 2005.
Now, they're going to put a toll 400 yards from me, from my home, right there where Mopac hits William Cannon.
That's the bridge.
Yeah, so you live near me.
Yes.
And to go basically anywhere, according to their public map, now they're announcing they're going to put even more in. To go more than a mile anywhere, I'll go through a toll.
Oh, yeah, they've got them all over town. And it's disturbing. What's really, and I want to give people proof. This is the solid proof.
Yeah, let's go over the whole background of this. Who the players are? These unelected boards. I mean, my audience is very intelligent, very advanced. But for those that just joined us, let's give them the whole nuts and bolts presentation.
Well, the head scratcher in this whole thing, if you want to boil it right down, is these boards. That some of them are elected folks. There are like state representatives, there are county commissioners, and our MPO, it's called an MPO, there's 23 of them, and they asked us for our feedback. They extended the deadline, and then they put a deadline on the feedback. They wanted to know, do you want these, do you not want these?
But they're on, though, let's make this clear, unelected regional boards.
This board is elected, but then...
No, I know, but I'm talking about the larger statewide board, but go ahead.
Okay, but then the RMA, the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority, they're the ones that are going to run the toll roads. They are not elected. The one person is appointed by the governor, and then they pull in other people. I don't know what's going on there, but the thing that bugs me is they asked us for our feedback. They gave us a deadline. 93% of the people said no. 93%. And that was here in Austin. And in Houston, 98% said no. And these local officials voted for it anyway. Now, that these folks are supposed to represent us, and they've ignored us. And that's one of the reasons why we did AustinTollParty.com. And when people go to step one and they hit one button, they send a message to over 200 state officials to tell them no. They tell them that we're watching them, we're gonna bump them out of office. They need to stop these plans.
Now, just a few years ago, if 93% of people or 98% of people were against something, they wouldn't pass it. But now we have those magical no-record voting machines owned by Clear Channel here in Austin, Hardener Civics, so magically now they're very, very arrogant, but that's a whole other subject. For people that just joined us, the map's on your website, their official map. Go over how this plan developed and how many toll roads we're going to have and how this is different from other toll systems.
Well, if you go to AustinTollParty.com, you'll see the map as soon as you go there. But it's all over the city. And the disturbing thing about this is no other city in the country has shifted its daily highways all over the city to tollways. And in Austin, that's exactly what they're doing. They're shifting all our daily highways except for the one Interstate 35. Everything. We're talking about 183, 71, MOPAC. It just goes on and on. It's everything. And it's disturbing.
And there's multiple toll roads at every entrance point by other highways coming into the region.
Yes. Yeah. And some of the more disturbing parts of the plan is that they are converting roads that we paid for, some of them being built right now, over $100 million worth. They're going to just put toll booths on them, things we've already paid for. That is so disturbing and frustrating that, I've never been an activist before. This thing started happening. I wanted to learn about just that bridge that I'll call my bridge and your bridge. And when I called TxDOT Finance, I spent a week and a half on the phone with them. I wanted to know about that bridge. They kept telling me, they had to tell me about the whole plan. They couldn't just tell me about the bridge. So I had to learn about the whole plan when I didn't want to, and I realized what was happening. And I wanted to use my skills as a marketing and design professional to communicate with the rest of Austin, if I possibly could, to tell them what was happening.
Now, to describe this properly for folks, you've got to really see the map to understand the full magnitude. In the past, they'd say, we're building a loop around the city,
right,
and for 10 years to pay for it, it's going to have toll roads. And then when it was paid for, they took the toll booths out of it.
Yes.
Okay, now they're taking all the existing major roads and side roads and everything, and they are converting them to toll roads. And then we first hear it's going to be 7 toll roads, then 9 toll roads, then 15 toll roads, and then the plans get bigger and bigger, and, oh, it's going to be all of Central Texas, and, oh, it's going to link up with San Antonio and Dallas. And, I mean, how big is this thing really going to get?
Well, they've got the city plans that are happening now in the cities, and even small towns have called me, like Bastrop, I believe it is, where they've got one main highway where they're placing a toll on that. But there's also the Trans-Texas Corridor tollways, which is Perry's 4,000-mile-long connection from city to city, and that thing is a quarter mile wide in their tollways. But what's different about these tollways and the Austin plan than tollways that have been done throughout the history of our country is those tollways before Austin have always been financed with 80% investor dollars. But what's happening here is they're only using 19% investor dollars, and the rest are our tax dollars.
But then the private investors get the lion's share of the profit. So it's really corporate fascism. So what happens is they take existing roads and just throw a gate up on it where they're going to tax you.
That's right. And before they had, because the investors were putting money up, 80%, they had to do traffic and revenue studies to see if they were feasible, if they made sense. But now they're not doing those things. They're just plopping them down wherever they want them.
I would call this corporate looting.
Well,
get back. We'll give you more details of this plan that's coming to a town near you and will engulf Texas.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of...
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. We're talking to Sal Castillo, who is doing just an amazing job exposing these toll road scams. And again, years ago I warned you of this plan. Every major highway, every major city road to get into cities as part of a smart growth plan, paying tolls to get in, paying tolls to get out. That's what this does, a ring around the city. I was at a smart growth conference in 98 where they had maps very similar to the ones that the state has now released. And to clarify what I was saying other about unelected boards, to clarify that, I was talking to Sal during the break. Our city has signed over its authority to this unelected board. Can you elaborate on that, Sal?
Yeah, throughout Texas, most of these authorities have been produced. They are not elected. They're RMAs. Ours is called the CTRMA, and the head of each RMA is appointed by Rick Perry, and then they sort of fill in the slots with whoever they want. So basically, this board will sort of get these toll roads built in a very short period of time, and then we believe that with the language that was passed in House Bill 3588, that they're going to sell or lease our roads. They literally have the now it's legally good, it's legally okay for them to sell or lease our roads to private corporations.
Now, and the city signed over its control now to these people. And understand, folks, this is the New World Order. This is corporate fascism, where they socialize our wealth, take it from us, build the infrastructure, and then hand it over to the oligarchs, just like they have it in Russia. This is the system. And for those that just joined us and understand this, I've been through Kansas and other states where for 100 miles, you cannot exit. All you see is small towns that are ghost towns. They've got big concrete barriers and fences. The McDonald's and gas stations are built in the middle of the road. You cannot exit, and it literally shuts off all the communities. This is part also of that big UN UNESCO plan, folks. This is how they're going to force us off of the rural areas. And we were talking during the break about this, Sal. Can you tell folks about these trans, Texas and other corridors?
Yeah, I don't know as much about the Trans-Texas corridors as some others, but I have learned that there's 4,000 miles in the plan, and it's from city to city. And I do know also that they will shut out and kill small towns because there's going to be no off ramps to these small towns. But just this quarter mile wide tollway that is built with our money. And it's kind of like a bigger version of what's happening in our cities and towns throughout Texas. And we do have a very few elected officials, but they are fighting for us. One of them is Terry Keel. He's literally asked the comptroller on Friday, it was in the news, him and Brewster McCracken asked the comptroller to do an audit of our CTRMA because they want to spend $1.5 million. They've already given these contracts out for public relations, and that's our gas tax dollars. That's money that could be used for building
and
roads.
And so now it's going to be propaganda money. Again, 93% in Austin, 98% in Houston.
Right.
No one's for this, not liberals, not conservatives. And then we have Governor Rick Perry with this corporate looting to hand our roads over to private corporations.
That's exactly right. And they spent years, and the special interest spent millions of dollars changing our laws. And the 3588, by the way, was Mike Cruzy, who is in Round Rock. He's a state rep there. He is the one that took Rick Perry's ball, this 3588 House bill, and passed it. But hopefully this January, February, Keel and others will fight to amend or rescind this House Bill 3588.
Well, this is what they do. 6,000 miles statewide, 4,000 just on the state and federal highways, 2,000 in the cities, Austin being, just an incredible beta test of this, folks. You got to see the maps of this. You won't be able to get in or out without paying tolls or go anywhere. Literally, I'm going to be a prisoner in my house. They're saying it's going to destroy neighborhoods. This is a nightmare, and I really don't have words to describe how draconian this is.
Well, I got to also tell you that I've gotten emails from folks that have been trying to sell their home, and they've had to reduce their home that's a $600,000 house to $500,000. They still can't sell it because people, when they look at it, they go, it's a beautiful house, nice and quiet, but the toll roads are coming down the street, and we don't want to buy it. So it's hurting home values. And that's why I'll ask everybody who's listening to go to AustinTollParty.com and do step one. You don't have to live in Austin. This thing goes to all state representatives throughout the whole state. And if we can stop it here in Austin, there's a better chance we can stop it in other cities.
Well, it's happening now around the country. I mean, this is the model, folks. This is the New World Order corporate looting. We'll come back, get more into this, and take your calls. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Whether you're listening in Pensacola, Florida, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Denver, Colorado, or Los Angeles, California, Rhode Island, the federal plan is every inch of road in this country that is state, federal, or local will be taxed and controlled. It's the official plan. I've known it for 6 years. I made a film about it 5 years ago. Spent about 15, 20 minutes of the two-hour, five-minute film, Police State 2000, on this, and the federal plans up on the screen showing you them. And I've been all over this country, folks, and the worst stuff I've seen is up in Kansas and Missouri, those toll roads, I-35 coming up out of Texas and Oklahoma, and folks, you can't even get off on another road. I mean, literally, you'll drive for an hour, and you see all these big old ghost towns and courthouses to your left and your right, and all these old shut-down gas stations and nice farmhouses shut down, boarded up. I mean, it's just gone, because you're on this toll road, and all the exit ramps have been cut off. They've built our society around the automobile. We're sprawled out. We're spread out. And now they're going to jack the oil prices up to $6 a gallon. They've said they're going to do it in the next 5 years. The oil company's making record profits. This is all by design, folks. They say they're going to tax and trace us. And here in Austin, Texas, the newspaper said $2,000 a year on average for the average family driving their car. Our guest, who's been on the vanguard, cutting edge of exposing this, says it's going to be 1,800 folks, and then the state highways and everything else to get anywhere. Toll roads, which also serve as surveillance and checkpoints, and then track you with your transponder with your ID number on it everywhere you go and what you do. And they said if you run these things three times, they're going to come arrest you. That's been in the news as well. So this is happening all over. But Texas, with our so-called conservative governor, Rick Perry, doing this to us. We're about to go back to Sal, and then we'll go to Roger and Chris and Kim and many others. If you want to talk about this or other issues about transportation and taxation, 1-800-259-9231. And all the small towns off state interstates or federal interstates, they will shut you down. You understand? You will be shut down. I've been there. I've seen it. You want your car to be turned into a taxi? The roads you already paid for five times over? Get ready for it, my friends. Now, before we go back to our guest at AustinTollRoads.com, I have made 11 films. My 11th film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is out. It shows how Bush and Kerry are identical on real policies, how they're cousins, how they're members of the same secret organizations. We get into the whole police state they're setting up, 9-11. It's a great new video, 90 minutes long, 1995. I also have my two 9-11 films, 9-11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror, the document what really happened on 9-11. And then we also carry George Humphrey, former Austin City Council member's documentary about 9-11, 9-11, The Great Illusion. Eric Hufschmid's video, 9-11, The Great Deception. We have all those on VHS and DVD. Available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the safe, secure online shopping cart and watch video clips or read about the different films, look at the different specials we have to offer and take action. Or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And my videos, you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes. Get them. Make 10 copies. Get them out to opinion makers. Cause this revolution of understanding. Take the blinders off people's eyes. These videos can do it. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And all of my videos and all the other videos I mentioned and my weekly TV reports and my best radio interviews, this one will be there, are posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, folks. Okay, let's go back to our guest. Let's talk about how they get local officials to sign over their authority in perpetuity to these unelected state boards that then hand it all over to private corporations who've paid paid for their campaigns. Let's go over one of my favorite demons who I've been fighting for years, Karen Sunlightner. She's one of the most jackbooted creatures known, one of the county commissioners. Let's talk about how they get things done, Sal.
Well, I want to talk about the big picture first. That's the Rick Williamson, who is on the Texas Transportation Commission, is friends with Perry. They go back for decades. And what he did was he said, he told each area, if you don't accept these toll plans we're giving you, then you are going to get no money from us. That's TxDOT. They're the head of TxDOT. So it's toll roads or no roads. That's what they told him. Literally, that's the words he's used. So they've threatened the local officials. If they don't do it, they'll get no money. Then the local officials, then they have the local special interests here, which are, you know, the real estate folks, like the big development folks, and the lawyers that are working with these special interests. They basically give them money for their campaigns, like Karen Sunlightner. This past Wednesday, she had up to $2,500 a plate fundraiser by all the special interest folks. And we had a ticket there, and there's a video of it as well. And you can find that at AustinTollParty.com. And then other elected officials, like Donna Dukes, has a sister, and she works for the CTRMA. She's worked there since February, and what the American Statesman found out was that she's worked since February, but wasn't the contract wasn't signed for her sister until Donna Dukes voted for the plan, and the contract was signed the morning after the vote. That's the kind of nonsense that they have going on.
And again, folks, for those who don't understand, $1,800 per family car. That's just minimum. That's just in Austin. With a tracker transponder that follows you and knows exactly where you're going and what you did. Not to mention all these cameras they put up. We paid for these roads, and then you find out the corporations behind all this have us pay for the roads, then put tolls on it, and the government basically gives it to them. This is the future of everything. You want to live in Russia? You're going to live in it right here. And all these small towns, folks, that are on these major roads, it's over for you. And by the way, I cannot stress that enough. And you know, the problem is we're going to fight this, we're going to speak out, and, you know, they'll cut it by 20% or 30% or something. We'll still have as many toll roads in Texas as they have nationwide. You know, they have 7,000 nationwide. This will give us 6,000 nationwide. But the problem is this is going in all over the country. Austin, just in Texas, seems to be on the vanguard of this, but I've been seeing these plans for years, and they're going ahead with it. How do we stop them? Sal?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Well, AustinTollParty.com is the way we're going to stop them. Step one is very important. But hopefully, we've got some volunteer lawyers, and we're getting ready, hopefully, to hire, with some sort of a deal, a firm that will put forward a lawsuit that can stop them not only here in Austin, but hopefully stop them in other cities.
Now, you know, when you're dealing with tens of billions of dollars a year in the aggregate, and they admit that, you're going to have serious stuff you're facing. You better watch the law firm because there's a lot of problems with infiltration.
Yeah, well, I know that.
That's a good question. Have you had any of their minions try to infiltrate your organization?
I know of one. That sort of got in it, but there might be others. I don't know. We just don't know.
And what do they do? Try to sow dissension, get people in fights? And
no, actually, this one came in, and he was real helpful, and he says, hey, I know about technology and stuff, and I can help you with your data. And he got in there and started getting into our data, and then he actually took some of it, and we couldn't get it back. So we just had that issue. So.
Oh, yeah, you're dealing with a military operation here. I just hope you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is and by military, I mean this is run like a military operation would be run. I just want people nationwide to know. I mean, you want your car to be a taxi, you better go along with this.
It's like we're sheep. It's funny. The most absurd part of this is that they asked us for our feedback. They gave us a deadline. 93% of us said no, and they said, oh, the heck with you.
The Delphi method. Where they claim they want your feedback and act like they're engaging you. You know, we've seen this over and over again. And describe where you come up with that 93% number, because the 93, the 98% was in the newspaper, and then they'd have a meeting where 600 people show up and, you know, five people are there for it, and they all work for the toll road companies. But I mean, let's go over some of that, then we'll take some calls.
The feedback was about 6,000 people told them via phone or email or U.S. mail, no, do not do this plan, and less than 600 said, yes, do this plan. And when you look through those folks, because they have it on their website, they're all the special interests. They're the RECA folks. It includes the guy that's running a campaign to stop the recall of our mayor, which we are also doing. We're recalling our mayor, and that has upset the special interests.
Now, for those that don't understand, and this is another neocon mayor we've got, the same guy trying to shut down Access TV, right now, will win. Isn't that funny? He will win, and he did win. For those that aren't getting the big picture on this, it's very important to understand they just go in and buy up all your politicians and then just cram this down your throat.
Right. That's exactly what's happened. And we're getting the details on that, and we're posting that on our website.
Well, I think we should start toll parties all over the country.
Yeah. Well, Houston Toll Party just started. Last week we started that up, HoustonTollParty.com.
Well, it's very, very exciting. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, guys. Yeah, you're going to, come on, folks. You know, you're really going to need these tolls to finance the expanding socialist gravy, release money there, too. Because otherwise, you know, how are you going to get people's mind being tracked or controlled near as much if you don't preserve the illusion of taking care of them?
Hey, Roger, this is the final phase. In the early phases worldwide, they socialize things, get people addicted, then they take the socialism away and hand the entire government over to private corporations, but it's not free market. It's lemon crony capitalism.
Well, I'll say the other comment for later. God bless you.
Well, is that it, Roger?
Well, it was a little off. Well, it was going back to the socialism business with the, you know, you had a caller about 5-6 days ago. I think it's the same guy, actually. He calls different shows. And it was kind of entertaining because he was sort of agreeing with you about, you know, the presumably trying to overthrow Castro. Would that it were so in both your and my view. You know, it was all just a ruse. And I forget what other dictator trying to be undermined. But, of course, the same guy would, of course, have to reject that Castro was installed by these same Illuminati. So this is a guy, I think his name is John. I hope he calls back and say, yeah, that was me. Anyway, just a few weeks, a couple months ago, actually, he was on Dave and Joyce, and he was that rare commodity of an open, honest communist/socialist. All this Karl Marx was, and Engels were misunderstood and never implemented, blah, 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 blah.
Listen, Roger, I hear you. Let me just make a comment that makes me think of something here. I kept... a point I want to make, and I couldn't remember it. You just brought it up. You've got the most extreme ultra-left-wing people. They're all against cars and against, you know, fossil fuels, period. And they are teaming up with the big mega corporations, just like when I went to smart growth conferences. And then the mass of liberals, conservatives, libertarians are all against this plan. Any comments to that, Sal?
Yes. Sorry?
Do you have any comments about how we've got the ultra-super left-wingers who are actually for the plan, along with the big corporations?
Well, it's hard to pin down, you know, it's politically who's for it here locally, because there are Republicans and Democrats, and maverick Republicans, Democrats, fighting it. And everybody that's running, except for the folks that are in power, is running. They're running whole platforms against this toll plan. Hopefully they don't get bought out, but that's what happens.
What about running somebody for mayor who's a serious candidate against Will Wynn?
Maybe you'll run.
Actually, I've had hundreds of people tell me they want me to run on
there
a no-toll plan against Wynn.
There you go.
The problem is the electronic voting machines. That's a whole other subject, and those are owned by Clear Channel, which is owned by UT, and... You want to find another can of worms, sir? That rabbit hole goes very deep.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Sal, it's a great speech you guys are having today. I wanted to interject something real quick, a little bit off subject, but still with the whole police state thing that's going on. This past Saturday, I was outside UT. The football game, doing photography work. And basically, my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and Fifth Amendments were violated by the UT police. And
because you must be Al-Qaeda if you're videotaping a public event.
Actually, it was still photography.
But I'm being sarcastic. I mean, all over the country now, they videotape us.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't videotape them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyways, there was a complaint made. That it was indecent photography, which is, you know, completely impossible since I was in broad daylight and in front of a crowd of spectators.
So what do they do? Threaten to arrest you?
Oh, it gets better. They come over and one of the officers approaches me and starts questioning me for identification. I said, "You don't need that, Fifth Amendment." And, "Oh yes, we do. We need to know who you are." I said, "Well, who's the person that's making this false accusation against me? I want to know this person.
Face my accuser."
And, "Oh, well, you don't need to know that. That's none of your business." And so it went on for a little bit. Next thing I know, I'm thrown to the ground. "Well, you're resisting arrest.
Yeah.
You refused to give us ID. We didn't see your papers, sir." So next thing I know, I'm arraigned on two misdemeanor charges, which is all bullcrap because of the...
What? Yeah. Sir, did they take your film?
They took the camera, everything. I mean, there's nothing incriminating, and... but, I mean, as far as the whole instance was instigated because they're trying to trample on your First Amendment rights.
Oh, exactly. This happens everywhere now. It's all part of the new freedom.
And that's what I'm saying. Police state right here in Austin at UT. And, you know, I never felt so violated of my freedoms and liberties as I did that day. I mean, I've been, you know, rough areas of neighborhoods, you know, Chicago, New York, whatever. But I was seriously mugged. And he had my stuff stolen, just as a gang of thugs jumped me, and I hear the music.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Anything else? I mean,
I'm
going to put you on hold till later, then, because we need to talk a little bit about the toll roads. I mean, I understand what happened to you was wrong and bad, but I want to take a few calls from people that want to talk about the toll roads, and I'll try to get back to you later. I'm sorry this happened to you. Mm-hmm. It happens to everybody now. It's part of the new freedom. Cameras in our hands are terroristic and evil, and in their hands, they're good, and they're now putting them in school bathrooms and police locker rooms. So they videotape us in the bathroom.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Chris and Ed and others who aren't for our guests will get to you later in the next hour, early in the next hour, and get to a bunch of other important news. But we're talking about the toll roads right now. Kim and Roy and others want to talk to you, Sal. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Great. I haven't heard you guys mention an amendment, actually H.R. 1072. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know enough about it. Do you want to tell us a little about it?
Well, actually, it's an amendment to the Transportation Act that actually put the the MPOs into existence.
Yes.
And basically, it specifically spells out an objective to have tolls from city to city, nationwide, and it specifically says in there that it wants each car to have a toll tag, and this is supposed to be for environmental reasons.
Well, yeah, that's what I got back in 98 with the federal plan. Why don't you email that to Sal?
I'm going to. And the other thing that's in there that's very interesting is apparently right now they cannot toll existing highways. This bill or this amendment would allow them to, toll I-35 if they wanted to.
And to understand what they do, they just go replace a bridge and then turn the whole road into a toll road and say, oh, well, this bridge is new, so to go across this 100-yard bridge, you're going to have to pay a toll.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with this, you won't even have to do anything new. They can put it on existing.
That's correct. That's what 3588 allows them to place a toll on anything we've already paid, any of our highways, yes.
Right, exactly. So I just, and that's HR 1072, and I will go to your site and email that to you. It's pretty amazing. And
right.
Just one other quick thing, Alex, for you. I was, I saw something real interesting today when I was driving down 35 near William Cannon. There's a big police van sitting on the side of the road, and it says, now hiring, with a big yellow sign. And I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Well, as if we need more police. I mean, they're literally everywhere, crawling all over us.
Well, and I just heard your caller talk about the photograph, and I went over and took a picture of it. And I have to tell you, I was actually afraid when I was over there doing that, and that's just ridiculous that I would feel afraid that I would be getting in trouble for taking a picture or something like that. But I did feel like I was afraid. So.
Yeah, we should ask the police, why do they sell video cameras at Circuit City and Best Buy? Why, if somebody goes down to UT to, for the football game and is taking pictures, why do you come over and rough them up? I mean, I was in New York, but I've been all over the country before 9/11, had them turn that camera off. Well, no, it's my First Amendment. But now, we're going to go ahead and beat you up because you might be Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call, Kim. Great points. And email that to me as well, that state law. I've got the federal plan. Let's talk to Roy in Texas. Roy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I'd like to talk about the historical origin of our roads. Originally, the roadway was deeded for
Defense Department.
Well, also, the local ones and around were deeded for preserving our physical liberty or our unalienable right to travel. And this looks to me like a 42 suit violation. Need a class action against these people for violating their oath of office in a treasonous way and also exceeding their authority.
Well, you're right. I mean, slaves can't travel, and these are checkpoints, folks, not just toll roads. Comments, Sal?
I think it's writing it down, and when I meet with the lawyers tomorrow night, I'll bring it up to them.
All right. I just wanted to get it out to everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you might need to talk to a different type of lawyer, too. I don't know which group you're talking to, but it could be corporate. It can be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would agree. This is a civil rights suit.
Yes.
Well, good point, Roy. Thank you for the call. We're going to break through 5 more minutes with our guests, take a few more calls on the subject of toll roads, which are an integral part of the police state. 1-800-259-9231. You want to specifically talk to Sal Castillo, the head of the Austin Toll Party, austintollparty.com. 1-800-259-9231. Then I'll get to all your other calls and all this other police state news. At every level, they're setting up this police state control grid, turning America into the capital of Orwell.
Our territory.